Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our brokenness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercies, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the second letter to the Corinthians. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time, I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation, I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful spirit, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord remembers that we are but dust. The Lord remembers that we are but dust. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, nor will he keep his anger forever. The Lord remembers that we are but dust. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is his mercy great upon those who fear him. The Lord remembers that we are but dust. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. As a father cares for his children, so does the Lord care for those who fear him.
The Lord remembers that we are but dust. For he himself knows whereof we are made. He remembers that we are but dust. Our days are like the grass. We flourish like a flower of the field. When the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. The Lord remembers that we are but dust, but the merciful goodness of the Lord endures forever on those who fear him, and his righteousness on children's children, on those who keep his covenant and remember his commandments and do them. The Lord remembers that we are but dust.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, here we are again at the beginning of Lent, this dreary, solemn time of the church year where almost every hymn is in a minor key and there's no happiness or joy anywhere. Well, I have to tell you a little secret. My favorite season of them all is Lent. I love Lent. Bet looks like she agrees with me. And I'll tell you why I love Lent. It's not just because I like to be penitential or self-flagellating. It's not because I really want to give up my fast food and my Wendy's, especially in the season when they're bringing out the bacon portobello mushroom melt. Perfect time to give up fast food. It's not because I love doing that. Believe me, I don't. Lent is a beautiful time because of all the institutions in society, the church gives us this opportunity to practice. Do I really think that God cares if I don't eat McDonald's or Wendy's for the next 40 days? No, I don't think that that's the case. I don't think God and his angels are sitting up there watching every time I drive past a McDonald's and going, is he going to? Is he going to? No, he's good this season. I don't think that's the case at all. But just like every major sports team and every major competitive group, when you practice, you don't practice the fancy, flashy moves. You always focus on the fundamentals. And Lent is an opportunity to practice the fundamentals, to give up something that we enjoy, that we care about, that we do that maybe we shouldn't do. But it's the act of practicing that gives us the spiritual robustness, the spiritual experience, so that when we do find ourselves in moments of true temptation, where it could go either way, we've gone through the spiritual experiences of denying ourselves, not because God wants us to, but because in those moments, with practice and with experience, we'll be able to hold true to the beautiful things in front of us. I find Lent not to be a dreary or a dull season. I find it to be an incredibly joyful one because we have this opportunity. We've been given this chance to practice denying ourselves for the sake of something better. We've been given this opportunity when the stakes are so low that it really doesn't matter to practice so that when the stakes are high, we can live a truly upright, just, and holy life. Lent is a time where we get to try it out, where we get to give it our best shot, where we get to support each other and encourage each other in this task that we've set before ourselves for the sake of growing deeper into the image of God, growing more and more into a holy people, a spiritual people that don't live just to satisfy the needs and desires that we have in our hearts. I want to go and have my McDonald's or have my Wendy's or my Subway. We grow into a people that can deny ourselves, that can set our sights on something better and higher and holier so that we can persevere in a world all around us that tells us to gratify ourselves right now with whatever you want, whatever you need, Amazon Prime and one day shipping. Get it right now. We can be a holy people who knows the value of waiting for something good, who knows the value of struggling and resisting so that holiness can be nurtured in us, that we can care for it as it grows and roots deeply in our lives. This is a beautiful season where we push things aside to make room for God to grow. Lent is my favorite season, because the church in its wisdom recognizes this as a valuable thing. You're not going to hear a message like this from CNN. You're not going to hear, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me from anywhere else, except from our God. For God knows that we can be more than we are right now, that we are called to a life of holiness and righteousness, to continue to strive to be better than we are. And when we think we're perfect, God shows us that we have more room to grow. God is infinite, which means we can always find more room to grow into God's likeness. We're never done. And yet that's the beauty of it. It's like sitting looking up at the stars at night. We're so small and so insignificant, and yet that's not a terrible thing. It's an invitation to look at the beauty of creation and to recognize that even though we're small, we're precious. And our efforts, as fleeting and as inconsequential as they might be, make God smile. Do I really think that God cares that I don't go to Wendy's for Lent? No. But I think God looks at my efforts, looks at your efforts, and when we resist, I think God smiles and says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. when you find temptation, when you find struggle in your life, rely on these experiences to see you through, to hold fast, to resist falling into sin. But know that forgiveness is always there. Lent always ends with Easter. And to experience the true joy of forgiveness, the true joy of resurrection, the true joy of being brought back into right relationship, taking the time to recognize our own weaknesses is a beautiful and valuable thing. The Christian year is a journey with highs and with lows, but that doesn't mean one is better than the other. Lent is a beautiful season. It's my favorite season. And so I invite you, as you're here today, to join with me in observing the most holy Lent that we can, so that God can smile, so that we can trust in our own strength and in the strength of God who gives us all. Let us observe a holy Lent. Amen. Let us pray. Dear friends in Christ, every year at the time of the Christian Passover, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration and to renew our life in the Paschal mystery. We begin this holy season by remembering our need for repentance and for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We begin our journey to Easter with the sign of ashes, an ancient sign, speaking of the fragility and uncertainty of human life, and marking the penitence of the community as a whole. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Lord, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination, penitence, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God. Let us pray before the Lord, our Creator and Redeemer.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight.
And so you are justified when you speak, and upright in your judgment. Indeed, I have been wicked from my birth, a sinner from my mother's womb.
For behold, you look for truth deep within me, and will make me understand wisdom secretly. Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure. Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed.
Make me hear of joy and gladness, that the body you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Give me the joy of your saving help again, and sustain me with your bountiful spirit. I shall teach your ways to the wicked, and sinners shall return to you.
Deliver me from death, O God, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness, O God of my salvation. Open my lips, O Lord, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Had you desired it, I would have offered sacrifice. But you take no delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Let us pray together the Litany of Penitence. Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you, to one another, and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth, that we have sinned by our own fault, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, and our mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Have mercy on us, Lord. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, the hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives.
We confess to you, Lord,
our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people.
We confess to you, Lord,
our anger at our own frustrations, and our own envy for those more fortunate than ourselves.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us.
We confess to you, Lord.
Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt towards those who differ from us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
For our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us.
Hear us, Lord, for your mercy is great.
Almighty God, from the dust of the earth you have created us. May these ashes be for us a sign of our mortality and penitence, and a reminder that only by your gracious gift are we given eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Please stand.
We'll repose ashes on the choir and then come down for the congregation.
Hear us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have sinned against thee.
Hear us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for
Let us pray. Accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation, that we may show forth your glory in the world. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord, bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection. Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Forgive all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, turn us from sin to faithfulness. Accept our offering and prepare us to celebrate the death and resurrection of Christ our Savior, who is alive and reigns with you now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread, communion in Christ's body once broken. Let your church be the wheat which bears its fruit in dying.
If we live with him, we shall live with him. If we go firm, we shall reign with him.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
The body of Christ broken for you. Let us pray. God of compassion, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you reconcile your people to yourself. Following his example of prayer and fasting, may we obey you with willing heart and serve one another in holy love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please stand. We say together, glory to God, whose power working in us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve our Lord.
Thanks be to God.